Okay, the next presentation will be presented by Stephen Glassman. And it's a history of the Houston Colt 45s and the Astros in the world in the Rule 5 draft.
Rule 5 drafts is a draft of protected minor league players, the order which is determined by inverse order of finish in each league, with teams from each league choosing alternately. A selected player must remain on the 25-man Major League roster for the entire season or be offered back to the original club for half the price. The other definition, the Rule 5 draft, aims to prevent Major League teams from stockpiling of young players in and on their minor league affiliate teams when other teams would be willing to have them play in the Major Leagues. The draft occurs each year in December at the annual winter meetings of general managers. One of the ways the Houston Astros have been trying to rebuild and reload its franchise is through the Rule 5 draft. The Astros have been quite active recently, making at least one selection in the Major League phase since 2005, then 10 of the last 11 drafts. They have also been active in the minor league phase, making selections in each of the last three. Notable selections in the Major League phase have been Jim Owens, Larry Milbourne, Xavier Hernandez, Willie Taveras, and Wesley Wright. One of the most Astros' most infamous draft choices was Bo Belinsky in 1966. Recent selections such as Josh Fields in 2012 are making contributions to the current roster. Notable choices from the minor league phase include Joe Horner and former major league manager Manny Acta. Notable picks from the defunct first-year major league draft was Jimmy Winn in 1962. In this presentation, I will briefly address the history and how the Rule 5 draft works. I will discuss the short and long-term successes of the Houston's Rule 5 draftees. And I also discuss Astro players who were selected by other teams that went on to successful major league careers, such as Manny Lee and Johan Santana, will be addressed. Is participating in the Rule 5 draft an effective method for the Astros as one way to help rebuild and reload its roster, in addition to other ways of helping build its roster? Some of the statistical measurements that I'll be using for this presentation are from Baseball Prospectus, Bill James, as well as FanGraphs, and P. Palmer's linear weights. I am trying to research and write about the history and effectiveness of the Rule 5 draft. My presentation will try to provide insight from one franchise's perspective. The Rule 5 draft's origins date back to the late 19th century. In 1892, there was an event called the Annual Selection of Players. According to Cliff Blau's website, League Operating Rules, there was an in-season draft in 1891, which required the consent of a player and his club could appeal if it wished to retain its services. On August 1st, 1891, one of the first players selected in this in-season system was Rockford Hustler's right-handed pitcher, Bill Kling of the Philadelphia Phillies. Blau also wrote that official stated purpose of the draft was to permit athletes to advance in the chosen profession. The original selection period was between October 1st and November 1st, and the original prices were $1,000 from Class A and $500 from Class B. One of the first players selected under this process was Buffalo Bison's right-handed pitcher Bill Hoffer, as you see pictured over to my left, on November 16, 1894, by the Baltimore Orioles. In its current version, the Rule 5 draft takes place on the last day of the annual winter meetings, and the cost to select a player is now $50,000. Since the 1921 agreement, the draft was done on the reverse order of the team's finish of the past season standings. The American League, through a coin flip, would choose first in odd number years and the National League in even numbered years. Furthermore, Blau wrote that before 1926 and after 1957, those whose off-season roster was full could not participate in the draft. Teams had a November 20th deadline to submit their 40-man rosters, and those who have full 40-man rosters are ineligible for the draft. Also, according to the website, cbabaseball.com, between November 20th and the Rule 5 draft, a club may add a Major League player and Major League free agents to its 40-man roster, but may not add any player from its minor league reserve list. Blau also wrote on his website that drafted players must remain on the 40-man roster before he can be optioned to the minors without going through waivers. The team from which he was drafted can reclaim him for half the draft price if he is placed on waivers, and such waivers cannot be requested until 25 days before the regular season opens. The website cbabaseball.com adds, if a third player claims a player on waivers, the third club must keep him in the majors all season. If the player clears waivers, he must be offered back to the original club for $25,000 or half of the drafted price. A drafting club may work out a trade with the player's original club so that drafting club can keep him and send him to the minor leagues. Furthermore, if because of injury a player selected in the Rule 5 draft spends less than 90 days on the active roster, he also must remain on the Major League roster the next season until he earns 90 days of service. Otherwise, he must be put on waivers and offered back to his original club. The cost to return the player to its original drafted team has also evolved over the decades. Since 1958, teams can return players for half the drafted price. Blau added, a drafted player cannot be sent to a minors, as a general rule, until he had played in the regular season game or went to spring training with the team choosing him. That rule started back in 1909. The eligibility requirements also changed numerous times since 1931. Players with four seasons or with at least 30 days of an active list, if in Class AA, three in Class A or A1, two Class B, C, and D, one in Class E, or if they had been sent outright and not an option to the minors. In 1953, it was 10 years of Major League service. It was lowered to eight in 1954, five in 1974, three in 1976, and as part of the CBA in 1985, it was raised to four. In 1969, players who signed their first professional contract were not eligible for 3 years. This was changed to four in 1990. Since the 2006 draft, it was raised again to 5 years for players signed at the age of 18 or younger, and four for those who were signed at age 19 or younger. June 5th is used as the cutoff date to determine a player's age. Also, according to the website, CBABaseball.com, for purpose of calculating years as a pro, the counting begins the day player signs his first contract, not the season he begins to play. In an effort to become a major league, the Pacific Coast League became an open classification in 1952. According to Blau, players were allowed to decide if they wanted to be eligible for the draft, and if so, they can decide, but they were not, if so, they were not eligible until they played 5 years of professional baseball. This rule was in effect until 1958, and the draft price for drafting PCL players during that period was $15,000, as compared to $10,000 when players were drafted from the American Association and the International League. Minor league draft is a draft in which major league teams select players from other teams' farm clubs when the player spent more than a specific period in the minor leagues. The eligibility requirements for the minor league draft are the same as the major league phase. According to Baseball America, in the AAA phase of the Rule 5 draft, teams may select eligible player left off the major league 40-man roster or the AAA reserve roster of 38 players. In the AA phase of the draft, teams may select any eligible player left off of the major league roster, the AAA reserve roster, AA reserve roster of 37 players. Furthermore, the player's contract is irrevocably assigned to the drafting team, and the drafting fee, $12,000 for AAA or for $4,000 for AA, is paid. Between 1959 and 1968, the first-year players were also eligible for the Rule 5 draft in the Major League phase. In its first draft in 1959, eligible players were those not on the 40-man roster. They could not be optioned to the minors after they were drafted, and that was changed in 1960 when they could be optioned back without being offered back to its original team. The cost dwindled from $15,000 in 1959 to $12,000 in 1960, and to $8,000 in 1962. The first year draft, the Major League phase, was also eliminated in 1965, but the $8,000 cost remained unchanged. Under this new first-year draft, as of 1965, all minor leaguers not on the Major League team's 40-man roster were subjected to the unrestricted draft unless they've been chosen in the June's amateur draft or were undrafted and amateur free agents, signed subsequent to June 30th. Those players would not be eligible until after their second professional season, even though they would still be considered first-year players. The minor league phase of this draft also continued through 1967. As you can see to my left behind me, in the major league phase in the first season, these were the numbers of Houston's 12 hitting draftees that accumulated these following statistics. And, oh yeah, they're over to my right too. And the number below that were the averages. Ron Brand was the only regular of the drafted hitters. He was Houston's regular catcher in 1965. He was one of two hitters to make more than 200 plate appearances. The other one is current Houston Astro Marwin Gonzalez, who made 219 in 2012. Larry Milbourne was the only player to play in 100 games, but he only started 33 times. Gary Geiger and Glenn Barker were the two other players to play in at least half of the team's games. Milbourne and Barker were the only hitters to register positive numbers across the board, but were barely above replacement level. Milbourne was the 1974 Topps Rookie All-Star second baseman. The other hitters, as you can see here, were below replacement level. Sabermetrically, these first-year hitters, on the most part, were probably not worth selecting if they had to do it all over again. In the major league phase, nine of the 12 Houston draftees were brought back for a second season, and they accumulated these numbers. Willie Taveras was Houston's only regular in this group. He spent most of the 2004 season in the minor leagues after the Astros and Indians worked out a trade for Taveras' rights before the season started. What Houston did was they trade Jeremy Robinson for Luke Scott and the rights of Willie Taveras so they can keep Taveras in the minor leagues. Taveras was a regular team center fielder in 2005 and 2006. He was a 2005 Baseball Digest and Topps Rookie All-Star outfielder. And he was voted the season Sporting News National League Rookie Player of the Year. Other than Taveras, the other batters who appeared in at least half the team's games were Bob Gallagher and Barker. However, neither Gallagher or Barker were regulars. A ninth player, Juan Guerrero, was arrested overseas on the offseason on drug possession. The Astros put him on the restricted list and missed the entire 1993 season. However, after Guerrero was reinstated, he spent the remainder of his Astros career in its farm system. Nate Colbert spent his second season in the minor leagues, and Bobby Fenwick was traded to the St. Louis Cardinals after the 1972 season. Houston's 13 pitchers in the major league phase compiled these following statistics. And below that, they averaged the following. Sabermetrically, the hitters fared better than the pitchers in the first season compared to the pitchers. Jim Owens, who was a 1963 draftee, and Ramon Garcia, 1996 draftee, were the only pitchers to compile positive numbers across the board. Starter and reliever Dean Stone and reliever starter Henry Rodriguez also registered positive numbers except for linear weights. Five of Houston's pitchers, four relievers, were brought back for a second season and compiled these numbers. Owens posted positive numbers across the board for the second straight season. Xavier Hernandez improved his numbers from his first season. Wesley Wright remained below replacement level. The only starter in this group was Rodriguez, whose only 12 appearance was just the one start. Otherwise, he spent the season in the minor leagues, and sabermetrically, most of these pitchers were based barely above replacement level. A sixth pitcher, Garcia, was competing for a spot on the starting rotation in 1998. However, he missed the entire season and on the disabled list with stretched ligaments in his right elbow. Garcia, who also had right shoulder surgery, was not offered a contract after he was activated from the disabled list later that year. He was signed by the Seattle Mariners and spent the 1990 season with them in spring training. However, Garcia never pitched professionally again. The following pitchers spent their second season in the minor leagues: Belinsky, Jack Delario, Gil Rondon, Dean Wilkins, and Rodriguez. Dean Stone was traded to the Chicago White Sox during the season. Josh Fields, a 2012 draftee, is on Houston's roster this season, but his second-year stats are not included as part of this presentation. In the short term, Don Notabart lost to the Cincinnati Reds, and Joe Horner to the St. Louis Cardinals were both 1965 draftees, had short-term successes with their new teams. Notably, Joe Horner, relief pitcher, contributed towards the Cardinals' 1967 World Series championship and their 1968 pennant. Both pitchers also registered positive numbers and were above replacement level for their respective drafted teams. Joe Horner continued to pitch in the major leagues until 1977. Manny Lee acquired in an August 1983 trade but never appeared in a game for Houston at any level. He was drafted by Toronto and appeared in limited number of games in the early portion of his Blue Jay career. Lee became a regular towards the end of his tenure with Toronto and was a member of their 1992 World Series championship team. Linear weights aside, he also posted positive statistics, and Lee was the only player Houston lost in the major league phase that appeared in more than 200 games played. Now, I'll read to you the numbers from Johan Santana. In four seasons, through his numbers through the age of 20, appeared in 77 games, and he had a hits per nine innings ratio of 8.68, a walk per nine of 3.38. His whip was 1.34. His strikeout per nine was 9.65, and his ERA was 4.78. His strikeout to walk ratio in his career with the Astros was in minor league career with the Astros was 2.86. His base runners per nine was 12.05. And despite all that, Houston chose not to protect him in the upcoming major league draft in 1999. He was drafted by the Florida Marlins on December 13, 1999. He was traded on the same day with cash to the Minnesota Twins for pitcher Jared Camp. Camp never appeared in the game for the Marlins or in any major league game. Meanwhile, Santana as a Twin posted the best statistics used for this presentation of any major and minor league phase draftees that Houston either gained or lost. Between 2004 and 2007, he accomplished the following. Two American League Cy Young Awards, two American League Sporting News Pitcher of the Year Awards, American League Gold Glove as a pitcher, and three-time midseason All-Star between 2005 and 2007. He also appeared for the Twins four times in the postseason. Now, three out of the 42 players, not including 1990 and 1997, 1999, and I will explained that at the end of this presentation, Houston lost in the minor league phase of the draft that reached the major leagues with their team, the following Doc Edwards, Brock Davis, and Aaron Miles. Although Miles' Chicago White Sox career was brief, 8 games in 2003, he went on to play for the Colorado Rockies, St. Louis Cardinals, and Chicago Cubs. Sabermetrically, these were very short-term losses and did not have an important effect with their drafted teams. Now, is this an effective method for Houston? In the major league phase, Houston's 12 draftees accumulated the following career statistics. As you can see over to my left and to my right, 4 of the 8 retired hitters played at least 2 seasons and played 200 games for Houston. Gonzalez, who is currently on Houston's active roster, will probably surpass that by the end of the regular season. The ones that played 200 games were Brand, Milbourne, Barker, and Tavares. Altogether, the hitter selections could be viewed as short-term because 4 players entering this season, played equivalent to nearly 2 seasons worth of baseball. Tavares was the only position player that fared well with this advanced metrics used for this presentation, except in linear weights. Houston's 13 pitchers in the major league phase compiled the following career statistics. As you can see, 3 of the 13, Wesley Wright, Xavier Hernandez, and Jim Owens, pitched in 100 games or better. They were the only pitchers to pitch in 4 more seasons. Hernandez improved his numbers, and his numbers also fared well, similar to Tavares with the statistical methods used for this presentation. Similar to the hitters, the pitchers' choices were also sabermetrically short-term as well. I want to thank the Saber Presentation Committee for giving me the opportunity to give an oral presentation. I would also like to thank the A. Bartlett Giamatti research staff, as well as my family and my friends for their patience and for their love and their support as well. Finally, I wanted to thank all of you for coming out this afternoon and to listen to my presentation today. Are there any questions? Yes, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works with Rule 5 draft, but the disabled list. Mm-hmm. Let's say you do take someone and they have to stay on your roster, mm-hmm. you know, for the whole season. They get hurt, you put them on the DL. Mm-hmm.
There have been cases where there have been players who, I think I can give you a good example. Cesar Cabral was drafted by the New York Yankees, I believe it was a season or two ago. And from what I understand, he spent the entire season with them. I think he had some shoulder or some serious surgery that he had to do. However, when it came time after the season, whether he was going to be protected or not, New York chose him to send him back to their original team. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, so it appears that I guess you can hold on to them. It's not a penalty if they get hurt.
But once that first year passes, it's more or less up to the discretion of the major league team to decide that drafted him if they want to keep him, you want to keep him or not. But that's probably the best example that I can probably give you at this time. Any other questions? Don't be shy, I won't bite. Yes, sir.
They wanted to keep him for that second year. They'd have to keep him on the roster.
That is correct. And what they would have to do, as I said, they would have to choose keep him for a number of days. But I do not know. That New York may have felt that there was just maybe no way that with the physical injury that he had suffered, that he was probably going to pitch for them. So what New York did was just basically cut its losses, and just send him back. But under that rule, it's still, you know, they can still return him for half that amount. So they won't. So like I said, with the current. So in other words, they drafted him at $50,000. They returned him at $25,000. Any other questions? I'm here all day, so.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for coming out this afternoon. I really appreciate it.